Okay. Any question? No. Good. So everybody knows what you're doing and what are we talking about? Right? What are we talking about? Why do I ask you this question?
Why do you?
Why do I ask this question always?
Context.
This is a major point that I don't get tired of repeating it. There is a problem with this text. This text is not written in a normal human language. Right? This text doesn't say anything. It says the stories, serious stories, and it's poetic. Means none of the words they mean really what they look. This is it. And this is the reality. Conclusion? Not yet. Because this is only one of the problems. The other problem is you could take a piece of this text and translate it to whatever you like. Yes. That's how it works. You see now the problem with it, that some extremists, they go to a book named the Quran and they do all the bad stuff and they take it from there. And yes, it's there. But the point is, whatever you quote from something, some text, you should make it clear for yourself or the others that where this is said, in what frame and concept this was talking. Because if he is talking about a very bad person, I would say, he did this, he did that, he did that. And you bring it out and say, this is it, it's good, he did it, he succeeded, this is what I like. It's very important to understand what is the field, what is the concept really. I told you several times that I didn't learn this. I was reading this with different teachers, different kind of analysis and things like that. So, practically, my information was really good. Yes. Several years of really seriously working on something. Because reading this book, it starts when I'm only 3-4 years old. And constantly I have teachers and reading all that. But something is missing. And that something was very bothering me. Because that something was feeling. I understand it, but I don't feel it. There was no feeling really. So it was sort of empty, then finished. There was a time that it was finished because there was nothing else to learn. I knew it all. I learned even Arabic, to read the Arabic part of it, to understand that one, this and that and that and that. And I didn't know this point. Later on, when I'm studying in Paris, and one of the main subjects is linguistic and how to talk, how to transfer the idea and all that. Somebody will ask a question from Masnavi, and I start to look at Masnavi again. This time, with those analysis that, okay, he's a good teacher. A good teacher will do this, will do this. A good teacher doesn't come and say a lot of stuff to confuse everyone in the first session. In the first session, smoothly, he will explain what I want to talk about. And so on, and so on, and so on. And I have heard a lot of stories, silly stories, about the seventh book, which is written by his son. I've read that even. He says that my father didn't finish the seventh one. What happened to the seventh? And I said, okay, yes, what happened to the seventh? What did I do? Very simple. I went to the end of six and looked at it, how he's talking. What is he living for the next one? Because in each book, he will talk about the next one. That's what the teacher should do. And I saw there is nothing. He's ending a story. Then what? Then I started to write what later I was doing for university, writing down how this should be taught. Then, clicked. Very simple. Book one cannot exist. Because yearning is not something that the teacher will teach you. If you don't have that, you're not in the classroom. If you're sitting down in your classroom, means you're ready. So, it starts with second step. I went back, checked it out, even counting the words. Yeah. It was not computerized, it was not like now that you punch it. Going through it all and counting how many times he talks about love. In book one. And so on, and so on, and so on. So, the understanding completely changed. Because now I understand that the teacher will come in and say, listen, this is a very long story, but the main subject you should understand is the real subject. And this is something that you cannot really understand it, but you think you do. So, first, let's understand what is not love. Yeah. Liking and doing this and doing that and doing that, all the stuff that your brain and your logic is telling you has nothing to do with love. Because love is not supposed to be in you. You as a human being, as that feral stuff with the arrogant fellow, to think that love is in me. Love? What do you mean love is in you? What do you mean? Because love is not a phenomena, is not a thing, is not the matter. So it's in you? No. Love is something which is a part of you that wants to come out and join the other parrots in India. That's what love is. You coming out of yourself is love. Love is not something you have in it. That's a point. And I realized that, oh, how lovely. He did it, and he said, that's it, goodbye. For 2 years, they said, go and live it, think about it. When they thought about it, they changed a little bit. And they realized that, oh yes, this is one of the best realizations any human being. When you understand that, oh yes, I don't get it. Oh yes, I don't know it. Then, said the king, now sit down, I will tell you what it is all about. Then he talks about this knowledge. Do you remember book two? To say what? Remember that verse? Right at the beginning? Somebody asked, what is love? I said, you will get it when you become we. Let's talk about that. Book two talks about that. What is this meaning of really not being yourself anymore? This is what we are talking about, this magical transformation. Then book three talked about you should study. I cannot say it all. It's impossible. I'm not in your time even. You should study. Okay. What is the best guide for what to study? Where not to go? What not to follow? Which argument don't get in right? That was book three. Book four, unification in two dimensions. Do you remember? First, unification of you and the other people. There is no you and the other people. There is only you. There is we. Is there any separation? That's what you should feel, not think. You are not separated from other people. We're talking, you don't have the privacy of the animals. The animals, nobody knows what I'm talking about. So I just do this, and you should be frightened. For us, if you do it, why are you doing that? What's the matter with you? Are you silly? You see how it is? We have a common part, which is talking, communication. This kind of connection is not something that we plug and we unplug. We